All right, guys. Welcome to the Smoke Break Podcast. We have an amazing interview here for you today. We have Jacqueline and Timothy on the line, and they're the brand new owners of the All Good Coffee Shop and Used Bookstore here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The black business culture in Chattanooga, Tennessee is booming, and to have a brand new coffee shop, my favorite brand new coffee shop and used bookstore, is a blessing. So we want to get a little bit of insight about their journey today and about where they're going, from here. So without further ado, Jacqueline, Timothy, are you guys on the line?
We are here.
We're all here.
All right. Hey, thank you guys for giving me your time today. I really appreciate it. How are you doing? How's the family doing?
Wonderful. Thank you for inviting us. We are super excited.
Okay. Awesome. I like to hear that. So, like I was saying, you guys are the brand new owners of the All Good Coffee Shop and Used Bookstore. How did this journey happen? How are you guys loving it? And was this journey all carefully planned out, or, tell us a little bit about it?
We just kind of looked at each other and laughed on that one. He kind of pointed at me like, go ahead and take the floor. By no means was planned at all. Absolutely not. Honestly, I think this journey kind of started with me in October of last year, after lots of prayer and careful consideration, making sure our investments were in order, we decided that it was time for me to exit my job of 8 years and to embark on a journey, really putting some time. We have always wanted to sow our lives and our time into a nonprofit, and that was the goal. In October was to leave my job, like I said, after 8 years. Hubby was still going to, keep his job. He got to make sure this mortgage gets paid.
That's right. Got to make sure there's some consistency.
Exactly. Everybody can't shine right now. But
That's right.
It was one of those things where we just said, okay, now's the perfect time. God is blessed. He's moving us. Let's just go ahead and let's just make the move. Because it definitely was not just me quitting my job. That's a move that we had to make together. Because, again, we have to maintain an equilibrium just in our life and, in our marriage. And that is a big step again when you're going from two, incomes down to one income and really just kind of communicating, relying on each other. So absolutely not, it was not planned for us to go into the coffee business. Once we got out, I have been, so of course a lot of people know that All Good, Coffee Shop and Used Books is a family organization. My grandmother started it and has been operating it. And, of course, I did my due diligence and helping and being there over the summer and working with some of my cousins. But my grandmother got to the point to where she was just like, she's a phenomenal entrepreneur. Just being in her presence is just so enlightening. But she got to the point, she said, okay, I'm ready to move on to a different endeavor. And she said, hey, you and your husband are excellent together. I see how you all work together. I want to give you this business. So you're not working anymore. All right, well, great for that. By the way, I want to give you this business. So we walked into that. Again, more prayer, more consideration. We knew we were going to need to invest some money in that, of course, and you drop down to one income, and we've already made sure our investments were going to cover us for this long. Now we're discussing how our investments are going to be into this, how we're going to sow into this, and, so on and so forth. So, this by no means was planned.
Yeah, it sounds very spontaneous.
Absolutely. But I will say this. Spontaneous, but I like to think that we both, our goal is to walk in purpose and walk in, it may seem spontaneous to us, but, of course, that is after, like I said, lots of prayer that, whatever, the Lord has for us, that was what he intended for us to, get. So it kind of just all fell in place, if that makes any sense, in a way that we never, ever intended for it to fall into place.
And yet here we are. I mean, this is truly walking in purpose right now.
Absolutely.
So now let me get this right. You guys went from having two different incomes, two careers essentially, to now having one consistent income, and then one we'll just say building income. With that being said, that is a super challenge. Okay, now. If I'm listening to you correctly, you have the financial challenge that, of course, you have to face as a family. And then you also have the challenge of saying this is a completely different industry, a completely different endeavor. You know, you're learning a new skill set. So what I'm trying to figure out is you know, entrepreneurs, we have a lot of challenges, and I can tell you that from my long stories that there's tons of challenges. Besides those two challenges, are there, you know, if you want to speak to those two challenges too, that's fine, but are there any more specific kind of challenges that you guys have faced along the way, whether it be time management or anything like that? And in facing those challenges as you're climbing the ladder of becoming entrepreneurs, how are you guys facing those together? What kind of strategies are you guys using to make sure that a challenge doesn't become a setback?
My husband keeps looking at me like, go, fire away.
I feel you, man.
Game on it for our family. He's like, I make the money, she spends it. Like, you know. yes. You know, one thing I can say, because I want to start by saying that we are not spring chickens.
Absolutely.
You know, we are, you know, we're not, you know, elder saints, you know, but we've, you know, definitely experienced some things in life. And one thing about us, we've been married for we're working on our 11th year, and
that's beautiful.
I think that our experiences throughout our marriage has definitely well equipped us for this. Of course, we definitely have difficulties, you know, but just, you know, with our background, coming out of business, understanding business, you know, again, it all just kind of goes into, you know, it may seem spontaneous to us, but we've been prepared for this, and we have been preparing, you know, just trying to be, I guess you would say, just responsible adults, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
As responsible as we possibly could be, making sure that when our, you know, our finances were in order again, you know, we were preparing for me to leave my job. So that we could, you know, go full 100% nonprofit, and we definitely have 100% nonprofit, but, you know, also give it 100% to this coffee shop. But, you know, I would definitely say our difficulties, you know, if any difficulty, is really understanding the demographic, understanding the demand, understanding what, you know, our customer base, understanding, oh, and learning how to be a barista.
yeah.
You know?
But you're doing that. I see your skills over there. It's growing over there. You guys are definitely growing in products, winning.
You know, and that just comes with, you know, coming out of business and understanding that, you know, you're going to have to develop yourself, because I hate to say this, but you don't just wake up one day and just, you know, just your powerful business mind. And it's one of those things that we are constantly evolving, and we are constantly working, and we are constantly researching. My husband, he handles all the finances. He handles the bookkeeping, you know,
That's just awesome. Just
crossing over there. So, you know, we have difficulties. We absolutely do have difficulties, and I don't want to seem like it's a cakewalk, because there are definitely some days I'm like, oh my God, what have we done? We should have said no when we had the chance, you know.
No, you gotta walk with that person.
he reels me back in, like, chill out, we're good, like, we're good. You know, you're using your brain. This is what you've been, you know, always talking about the challenge that you wanted anyway. So, you know, we're faced with our difficulties. I say our biggest difficulty right now is how we're going to grow this business. How do we grow this business? Because you don't go into a business, you know, when the last position that I was in, you know, I would always tell my staff, hey, listen, I'm not here to volunteer. I'm here to make money.
That's right.
You know, and as much as I love that coffee shop and I love the vibes that it gives and I love being there, you know, and my husband, like I said, I spend the majority of the time there because somebody has to be the responsible adult and make the money. But as much time as I enjoy being there and just really just embodying that experience, it's one of the things where I can't just be here for the experience. I have to make a living out of this, you know. So
right.
It's a business. How do you make this business profitable? Well, you know, one of the first things we came in and just kind of give you an idea, you know, it's a coffee shop in the same sense that it had, you know, just your normal drip coffee, iced coffees, different things like that. But
hey,
how do we compete on another level? Well, we need to get an espresso machine. You know what I mean? Like just things like that. Okay, well, here's a new thing. Neither of us drink coffee. Neither of us know anything about espresso. So we go out and we buy this very expensive machine, I think, you know, and it's just like, okay, now it's here, so now what?
Yeah.
You know, so really just making ourselves vulnerable to, you know, people teaching us and to, you know, I've met some phenomenal people in Chattanooga, you know, some awesome, I want to give a shout out to my friend Vinny at Mad Priest. He's one of the partner there. I'm telling you, he just, some of the advice he's given has just been kind of, you know, really helpful on, you know, just, you know, good coffee blends and stuff like that. I mean, this is stuff that you have to immerse yourself in. You have to live it. You have to, this is it now, you know? So when
That's
I'm
right.
home, I'm talking to Tim. I'm like, man, I tried this blend today and this blend, and now I understand, like, you know, the difference when they're roasting them in dark chocolate and cherries. It's like, man, like, boy, you know, so we embody that and we're trying to become that, you know, so that
I
we can
it.
Make sure that we're reaching the, you know, we're getting to the money, point blank, period, you know, but at the same time being fulfilled and making sure that our customers are having a great experience.
I really, really love that. What I'm hearing, and you may not have said this directly, but what I'm hearing through this journey and experience is the underlying factor that kind of keeps this thing moving along and kind of keeps you guys getting over from hurdle to hurdle is literally your strong sense of communication with each other. Communication and humility. I've heard you say, you know, time and time, someone has to be the responsible adult. And I know my man Tim there is thinking to himself, baby, you building the business over here. You're being responsible too.
Yes, that is correct, man. So, you know, I have to be, you know, perfect word, the equilibrium person here to balance out everything, you know. But, yeah, I have a background in finance and everything like that, so I just try to make sure, you know, everything is taken care of on the financial side. So that's why a lot of people don't see me there. If you do see me, it would probably be on a Saturday, filling in or, you know, smiling, talking to everybody, you know, just showing my face.
Yes, sir, that's right.
You know, letting everybody know that, hey, I am part of it, but I want my wife to have all the shine. So that's why she's the front runner and I just sit in the back and just chill, you know?
Hey, you know what?
That's our role. Like, that's what we've embodied over the years. He's like, you know, copacetic, and he's like, you be the social butterfly, and I'm
straight. Yeah.
I love that.
It's been working good, man. It's been working good for 11 years since we've been married 11 years. Okay. And we've been almost 11, but we've been together 12.
Look, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, that's true, man.
That's right, man. Shoot, that's a happy wife, happy home. It sounds like a great day to me. So I tell you what, man, I really like the fact that you guys, I like the fact that you have the communication, you have the humility, and that you build off of each other's strengths. And that complements the relationship even more. And I really, really love that. So, you know, is there anything, I mean, I kind of feel like that's everything, but is there anything aside from all of those beautiful qualities and traits as not only as a couple, but as entrepreneurs, is there anything that you would give as advice to maybe the younger generation of, we have a lot of young entrepreneurs out here right now, especially African-American entrepreneurs that are, you know, they're together, they're dealing with all the things that are going on in the world right now and all the pressures of the world right now. And yet they're trying to find that financial freedom and kind of build that business as well. Where, as you guys, as you were saying earlier, hey, we're no spring chickens. We've had to learn of our life experiences and to get to this point to be able to face these challenges. Is there any advice you can offer to the younger generation on how they can keep their relationship strong, to exemplify the same levels of humility, of communication, and how can they kind of, what can you give them to catapult them in the right direction?
If I can just put emphasis on anything, it is communication. You know, one thing I can say that you just never know. We can anticipate, we can hope, and, you know, we hope that, you know, we pray that we spend, you know, the rest of our lives together, you know. But,
right.
You know, one of the things is while we are together, and while we are still anticipating our future, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things that communication is the key. And I would definitely say being vulnerable enough with each other to have that constant communication, whether it's I'm angry, I don't want to talk about this right now, you know, or I am extremely happy and I want to talk about this right now, or being vulnerable enough to take the feedback and understanding in the partnership that, you know, hey, we might not always be on the same page about something, but how can we sit down and figure out how we can get on the same page, you know, about this situation? And it might take a few arguments. It might take, you know, Tim being in the doghouse a few days. But he just got out the doghouse. Just want to say that. But it's being vulnerable.
Hey, Tim. Tim doesn't sound like the type of guy that can stay in the doghouse too long. That's a good gentleman right there.
No, he's a smooth comedina. That was all. But it's one of those things that it's just, you know, being, if I can say anything, being vulnerable enough. And, you know, and even it's specifically for us as a couple, you know, and not just with all this of the coffee shop, but we do have other business endeavors that we, you know, are working on and that we are currently in as well. And really just understanding the boundaries and knowing, again, whose strength is what and whose strength is, you know, not what. And again, I tend to be that person is like, I want to do hands-on, be on everything, do everything, but have to take a step back and saying, hey, I trust my spouse enough, or him saying, you know, I think it takes a lot for him to say, hey, you know, I'm going to manage this money. I know she can manage the money, but I'm going to manage this money, and I'm going to allow her to do, you know, do that, do what does good for her, you know, what does good for us, and
me
vice versa, saying I'm going to let him step up and do this, you know, our finances or whatever it might be, you know, really our legal aspects of it, because it's more than just our finances. He handles all our legal, you know, everything. He's the one that's like, oh, we own a coffee shop now. Okay, Jacqueline, you got to get some insurance on this just in case somebody burns their hands. You know,
that's right.
You know,
for
somebody we have to work through these things and talk through these things together. I would say being on the same page, I always say, you know, everyone that's for you is not, everyone that's with you is not for you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of times, whether it be in a marriage as a partnership or just a friendship as a partnership, you know, relative that you're going in business with, you got to understand that sometimes you have to put those relationships aside and really want to see if you and that other person are really walking on the same accord, you know?
That makes sense.
I will say that there are a lot of couples that are not on the same accord, you know, just in life. And it comes with trial and error, that's for sure. Wanting to be on the same page, that's for sure. But
I think also what you were saying as far as the biggest thing that I'm taking away is this concept that I think would, and I want to focus on, I don't want us to lose this, so I'm sorry to interject there, but I don't want us to lose that one concept that I think a lot of the younger generation may have a challenge at understanding, and that's vulnerability. That's a big word. It's a big word, and it's a big jewel that you gave us today. That vulnerability through communication is something that I believe, provides for the avenue for much greater things such as respect, and humility and things like that. So I really like the fact that you guys are vulnerable to, towards each other during this journey, and that you're kind of, again, like I said, building off of each other's strengths. And I also really appreciate the fact that you're taking the time to pour all of this into my audience. I know that the listeners of the Smoke Free podcast are definitely happy to hear a couple like this speak to them as far as what their trials and tribulations and experiences have been. I do have another question for you. I have like maybe two more questions. One of them is this. You guys are taking the time out from your busy family life, your busy business life, to have this interview and to kind of pour into other people. I've heard you mention your grandmother earlier as being the original owner of All Good Coffee Shop, and I've had the honor of getting to, you know, to meet her, and she's an amazing lady. What I'm trying to figure out here is who has poured into your life. I know your grandmother has, but when you talk about the business world and just in general in life, who has poured into each of your lives respectively that would have you, that you can reflect back and say, hey, you know what, I'm grateful I had this person in my life. I was able to learn something, and I carry that with me to this day.
He's looking at me like, you go first. I'm like, man, you just, they're going to think I'm talking about this out.
I like to stop.
I will start. I will definitely say we definitely cheated when it comes to this specific business. Now, as far as walking into it, again, we have our challenges, we have our difficulties, but, you know, I just think for my grandmother to pour that blessing into our lives, to say, hey, I trust you enough that I want to essentially pour my legacy into your life, and I want you to, you know, continue to grow it and to continue to develop it. Just having that sense of, like, responsibility can be just a little heavy sometimes, but thankful for, you know, that opportunity by far. Professionally, I have always been surrounded by entrepreneur women, strong women, independent aunts, you know, my mother, my parents, they owned and ran a business for several years. And, you know, just some of my business mentors throughout just my career period in the corporate world. I will say, you know, just a number of people, but it just all goes back to Todd being vulnerable enough to just accept the feedback, you know, and being, you know, open enough to redirect yourself when needing to redirect yourself to make sure that you head down a successful path.
Oh, no, you are absolutely fine. And listen, nobody even hears that anymore on these podcast interviews, mainly because we're all living through coronavirus and everybody is still home.
Yeah, I've got two little barkers. But just like I said, being vulnerable enough to get through that. But I got to go check on the little one, so I'm going to give this to Tim. It's his turn.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, all right. It's all good talking to you, Jacqueline. Hey, listen, this is all I wanted to do here, Tim. I just had one last question for you guys. Wanted to thank you, first of all, for coming on the Smoke Break podcast and being with us today. I just want to know, I know you guys, this is a new endeavor, you know, All Good Coffee Shop and Used Bookstore, but are you guys taking this endeavor to the next level right now, or are you just kind of focused on making sure everything is steady and stable? And, you know, if you could just give us a little bit more insight about that. I did hear you guys refer to other businesses earlier. Is this catapulting into something else possibly?
No, we just have other endeavors. We are definitely trying to take the coffee shop to the next level.
Absolutely.
Brandon, that's what we're working on. Our Brandon right now at the current moment.
Okay. Excellent. And you guys seem to be doing a great job with that. I tell you that the word is getting out, and I can see more and more people starting to become patrons of the coffee shop, and that's excellent. So, listen, I know you guys got to get going. Is there any way that you can drop any kind of info about it or anything, last things that you'd like to say about the coffee shop in closing?
Absolutely, absolutely. I always tell people, please follow us on Facebook. You can find us at All That's Good Coffee Shop and Youth Books, and of course also on Instagram. Support is important right now, you know, as we continue to grow and develop. As you think, you've seen yourself, you know, I think the last time you were in there, we were just busy. And, you know, we're definitely appreciative of that. We love everyone that loves our family because, again, you know, the bookstore is a family organization. And so we may own it legally. It is definitely our family.
Right.
We're all involved in, you know, the input and the development. And, you know, we're just excited about what we're trying to implement and the direction that we're trying to move in. Like my husband said, branding is very important to us right now. And making sure that we branded and continue to again maintain the legacy that my grandmother has, you know, put and I placed in our hands, and just making sure we maintain the integrity. Most importantly, the integrity of that business. Like I said, it is very important in the Black community. It's Black owned. You know, the neighborhood that we're in is a beautiful neighborhood. You know, a lot of people try and say that, oh, it's, you know, it's a bad neighborhood, it's this, but, you know,
up and coming.
Up and coming. You know, it's one of the things, someone who actually grew up in the neighborhood, I see the beauty in the neighborhood and can, you know, just love the residents of the neighborhood. And it's one of those things that we love being there. And it is just important, again, that we maintain the integrity of what we tried to do, what my grandmother started, and what we are going to, you know, finish until it's, you know, moved on. Eventually, want to definitely open up other locations.
Yeah. Absolutely. Man, I love that. Oh, so other locations, eventually, that's going to be, you know, in discussion. That's going to be in the pipeline.
Absolutely. You know, it's very important that, you know, what we have brought to this community is, you know, this is a predominantly African-American community. So having a bookstore, a coffee shop, you know, that definitely brings something different, you know, bring something different to our community. And, you know, we want to keep that going. You know, we want to put others and other African American communities and really just allow that to kind of be, you know, a jewel.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I thank you guys so much for these beautiful insights tonight into everything you guys are doing, you know, at All Good Coffee Shop and Used Bookstore. Guys, if you're listening to this podcast right now on whatever platform you're listening to it, whether it be on Apple, whether you're listening to it on Spotify, on Anchor, YouTube, wherever you're listening to this show at, I want to make sure that you guys type into Google when you get done, All Good Coffee Shop and Used Bookstore at 2420 Glass Street in Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37406. Again, that's All Good Coffee Shop and Used Bookstore, 2420 Glass Street, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37406. Type that into your Google there and make sure you leave them some love and just let them know how much you appreciate what they're bringing to the community and how much we just want to continue to uplift and support all of their efforts here in the community. With that being said, guys, thank you so much. Many blessings to your business, to your family. And let me just throw this in there. Maybe I can get you guys to come on in about, I don't know, somewhere between 6 to 9 months from now to see kind of where the coffee shop has grown to.
Absolutely.
I love it. I love it. Well, with that being said, guys, I'm excited for everything you guys are bringing us, even through coronavirus. You guys are just, you know, trucking ahead at full speed. So I'll be excited to talk to you again in the future, and you guys have a blessed night.
You too. Thank you so much.
All right, no problem now. Bye-bye.